Hello everybody, welcome to the summer campaign 2011 for architects, the second session, right? I mean, it's still summer, okay? So I know you've been working very hard, but now it's summer, now is the time to relax and sit back and just do some stuff you really wanted to do for the rest of the year. But unfortunately, as is always with business, you didn't have the time to. So for that reason, Microsoft has organized this concept called the summer campaign. How does it work? It's actually very, very simple. Depending on the time you have, we collect a number of resources. And the resource can be a white paper, a PowerPoint presentation, a video, or even an exercise. So depending on the time frame or the time that you have, we select it. If you only have 1 hour, we select a number of resources, just to allow you to spend 1 hour around a certain topic. If you have half a day, then we added some additional resources, just allowing you to spend half a day around that certain topic. And if you have a full day, we just stacked it and packed it with all kinds of stuff. So the topic of today is the Windows Azure platform. I'm sure by now you have heard about it. But in this session, we're going to dive into each specific feature and option you have within the platform. So we're not only going to talk about, if you want, about what it means as a platform as a service, we're actually going to dive into the whole full picture. So we're going to explain every single feature and every single option from a technological perspective, but also from a business impact perspective. So at the end of this session, I hope I will be able to convince you why Windows Azure Platform is a great platform. So, that's about it, and I hope you will enjoy the reading.